it is an all powerful extraordinary effect or quality, even if it's not personal at all. And so she suddenly became aware of an entirely heathenish image.
Yes.
That comes fresh from the archetype. She had not the idea of a Christian God or of an Old Testament Yahweh. It was a heathenish God, you see, a God of nature, of vegetation. He was the wheat himself, he was the spirit of the wheat, the spirit of the wind. And she was in the arms of that noumen. No. Now, that is the living experience of an archetype. Now, that made a tremendous impression upon that girl, and instantly it clicked. She saw what she really was missing, that missing value, that was in the form of a projection in myself and made myself indispensable to her.
Yes.
And then she saw it is not indispensable, because it is, as the dream says, she is in the arms of that archetypal idea. Now that is a luminous experience, you see. And that is the thing that people are looking for.
Yes.
An archetypal experience that gives them an incorruptible value. And that is a sort of liberation.
Yes.
And that is, of course, makes her complete, you know. Inasmuch as she can realize such a luminous experience, she is able to continue her path, her way, her individuation. The acorn can become an oak and not a donkey. Nature will take her course. She will become that which she is from the beginning. We think we are able to be born today and to live in no myth, without history. That is a disease. That's absolutely abnormal, because man is not born every day. He's once born in a specific historical setting with the specific historical qualities, and therefore he is only complete when he has a relation to these things. It's just as if you were born without eyes and ears, when you are growing up with no connection with the past. From the standpoint of natural science, you need no connection with the past. You can wipe it out.
Yes, yes.
And that is a mutilation of the human being. Now I saw through my practical experience that this kind of proceeding had a most extraordinary therapeutic effect. And so you see, in our days, we have such and such view of the world, such a philosophy. But in the unconscious, we have a different one. And that we can see through the example of the alchemistic philosophy that behaves towards the medieval consciousness exactly like the unconscious behaves to ourselves. And we can construct or even predict the unconscious of our days when we know what it has been yesterday. Now that is the development of my ideas.
Now, Doctor, you, a great deal of your work, of course, are aware of the fact that in your early work, you were, to some at least, in association with Dr. Sigmund Freud. And I know it would be of great interest to many of us to hear a little bit about how you happened to hear of Dr. Freud and how you happened to become involved with some of his work and ideas.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was in the year 1900, in December, soon after Freud's book about dream interpretation had come out,